helpless. Now the snipers could not get her without coming out of hiding and coming to her. She took advantage of the respite to engineer, prepare, and launch a counterattack. That involved a lot of color and fire and boiling, oily explosions, none of which did much harm because her surviving attackers had fled through the Shadow Gate as soon as she went into the pit. She climbed out. Nothing happened. She glared up the hill. So, even the snipers were beyond the Shadow Gate now. Nearly a dozen people were standing around there, waiting to see what she would do. She calmed herself. She could not let them goad her into doing something stupid. The Shadow Gate was in extremely delicate shape. One angry, thoughtless move on her part might damage it beyond repair. She conquered the rage that threatened to conquer her. She was ancient in her wickedness. Time was an intimate ally. She knew how to abide. She limped uphill, urging her anger to bleed off in movement, with an ease no normal being could manage. The slope immediately below the Shadow Gate was covered with swaths and patches of colored chalk. A carefully marked safe path passed through. Soulcatcher did not yield to temptation and try to follow it. There was a chance that they had forgotten that she had gone this way before. Or perhaps they refused to believe she could recall that in those days the safe path had entered the Shadow Gate 8 feet farther west, just beyond that rusty, twisted iron cage lying on its side as though it was exhausted and dying. She waved a finger. Naughty, naughty. Willow Swan, damn his treacherous, should-be-dead bones. And the Nguyen Bo family stared back impassively. The pale-faced little wizard goblin smirked, obviously remembering whose fault it was that she could no longer walk normally. And the ugly little woman smiled evilly. She said, "I wasn't trying to suck you in, sweet stuff. I did suck you in." She lifted a hand and raised a middle finger in a sign obviously learned from a northerner. "Water sleeps, protector." What the hell did that mean? Chapter 70. No human being can jump as high as Soulcatcher did. Nevertheless, she managed to get her heels 10 feet off the ground, a gnat's breadth, before the fireball ripped through the air where she had stood. I should have kept my big darned mouth shut. Gloating will do you in every time. How many stories and sagas are there where the hero survives because his captor insists on wasting time bragging and gloating before the execution? Add another one to the roll, where company analyst Sleepy does the incredibly dumb deed and leaves the target not quite relaxed enough. Of course, she was fast. Epically fast. Poor old Kusavir Pete only got off 2 more fireballs before Soulcatcher got to him, where we had left him chained. It did not play out the way I hoped, only the way I expected. Now Kusavir Pete would have a hard time repaying any debt he still owed us. I caught a glimpse of motion, the white crow plunging like a striking hawk. It pulled out and glided away. I murmured to myself, "Sister, sister." I was beginning to read the messages. "Come here, Tobo." He was carrying the key.